Today, Johnny Appleseed.
Beautiful Ohio. Beautiful when spring flings a foam of tender pink apple blossoms against the perfect sky and carpets the unclothed earth with petals.
How came these orchards to Ohio? A century and a half ago, Ohio, Indiana, the entire Northwest Territory was a trackless forest. Trees there were, to be sure, but among the uncounted millions, not a single fruit tree tamed to the use of man as we know them today. Then whence came the millions of fruit trees that stand laden with fruit on Ohio's hillsides at harvest time? They stand as a monument to one man's love for his fellow men, to one man's devotion to a simple life work that he thought worthwhile. Whoever thrills at the sight of a foaming spray of apple blossoms in the spring, or relishes their reddened fruit in autumn, should know the story of Johnny Appleseed, the epic saga of that solitary, majestic wanderer who loved both nature and his fellow man.
In the days of President Washington, the glory of nations, dust and ashes, snow and sleet, and hay and oats and wheat blew west, crossed the Appalachians, found the glades of rotting leaves, the soft deer pastures in the forest.
Well, hello, Timothy. What you got there?
My dog. Where's Johnny?
Well, whatever's the matter with him? Here, let me see. Oh.
Father cut his leg with a scythe. It's almost off. Where's Johnny?
Oh, I don't know if he's out back with the barn or if he's out in the woods. My, that's bad. Reckon John can cure him, do you?
Of course he can. Why, he's the wonderfulest man in the world with animals.
Yes, he's right handy with them. That's because he loves them, Timothy. Animals knows who loves them.
Even the wild ones, Miss Chapman. Remember how he fixed that screech owl's broken wing? It held just as still, and they're fierce, too. Oh, please, Miss Chapman, I gotta find Johnny. He's bleeding.
Yes, of course. Johnny? Oh, Johnny!
Hello! Here I am, out in the corn crib.
Come here quick, Johnny. I'll go get some rags and some hot water. You're warm.
Hello, Timothy.
But
oh, he's hurt. How'd it come?
Father cut him with a scythe. He didn't go to. Will his leg come off, Johnny?
Shucks, no. We'll have him fixed up in just a jiffy. Now just let me get some bandages and some of my herb ointment.
Here you are, Johnny.
Oh, thanks, Ma. Now, come on, little fella.
Is it hot enough?
It'll do. Now hold him still, Timothy. And now, if you'll hold your finger on this knot. Yeah, it's good and tight. You'll be all right now, Timothy.
Thanks, Johnny.
Oh, it's all right. I like to do it.
You like animals an awful lot, don't you?
Of course. Well, they're all God's creatures, same as we are.
Even snakes?
Even snakes.
Bet you'd kill a snake if it was going to strike.
Of course I wouldn't. I'd get out of his way.
But you got to kill pigs and chickens and things to eat.
No, you don't. God's given us the grains of the field, the fruit in the orchard, honey from the bee. Man needn't kill to eat.
Well, I don't know, but I like fried chicken and bacon.
Well, someday you read this little pamphlet and you won't. It's by a great man called Swedenborg. Oh, hello, Nate. Did you talk to Father?
Well, I gotta go. It's getting dark. Thanks, Johnny.
It's all right.
Come on, Spot. See, you can walk.
What did Father say, Nate?
Oh, the same old thing. Wants to wait. As for all we know, the stories about cheap land and big crops are exaggerated. The bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. Wants to wait till he gets a letter from Uncle Ben in New York State. Wait, and all the good land will be snapped up. You ought to know how to talk to him, Johnny. You've been to college. You know how to argue.
Now, you can't argue with Pa into anything, Nate. You ought to know that.
I suppose not. We just go on getting poorer and poorer. Can't raise a living out of 40 acres of this Massachusetts soil. And they say the soil in Ohio will grow anything.
Well, there's only one thing to do. We got to go out and see for ourselves and then send for Pa and Ma.
Well, you'd never let us.
Well, we'll go anyway. Are you game to?
Well, I'll do anything. It'll help Pa get better land.
Well, then we'll go. Tonight at moon up. That'll be around 3. First, we'll go up to Olean and see Uncle Ben.
What do you say, Nate?
I'm with you, John.
Tell you what, then. You get Father's army knapsack out in the corn crib.
Yeah.
And we'll put our things in it.
Hey, are we going to say goodbye or nothing?
No, we'll leave a note. I don't let any of them suspect.
Johnny, come on, get up. Almost 6 o'clock. Wake up them lazy boys, Mother.
Johnny, Nate, come on, get up. 6 o'clock. Why, they ain't here, Paul.
Well, that's funny. Reckon they've gone to Springfield?
Well, I don't see why. Look, there's a note.
What? Let me see that. Dear Father, Nate and I will be many miles to the west when you read this. But we'll come back and tell you all about it. I'll take good care of brother. Your loving son, John. P.S. We left at 3 o'clock and we're going to see Uncle Ben near Olean. John.
Oh, we don't.
And he'll be back.
And they too.
And John will take care of him. He's a good boy.
And a boy blew west, crossing the Appalachians. Young John Chapman, Johnny Appleseed, in a pack on his back, in a deer hide sack, the beautiful orchards of the past, ghosts of forest and of groves. In a pack on his back, in that talisman sack, tomorrow's peaches, pears, and cherries, tomorrow's grapes and red raspberries, seeds and tree souls, precious seeds.
Oh, I'm tired. Yeah, this has been the hardest day's hike since we left Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we're almost there. I'm sure that's the cabin. Boy, Uncle Ben will be surprised.
Yeah, well, I hope he's home. Yeah, it don't look like it.
Yeah, don't for a fact.
Hello! Hello, Uncle Ben!
Look, ain't that somebody over there in that orchard?
There's somebody that ain't Uncle Ben. Mind how Paul said he and Uncle Ben are the spitting image each other?
Yeah.
Hello there! Hello! Looking for me?
Well, we're looking for Uncle Ben Chapman. You're not him, are you?
No, heavens to Betsy, no. My name's Winrote, Jesse Winrote. You ain't come all this way from Massachusetts, ain't it, where his kinfolks live?
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid you'll come on a wild goose chase. Ben went to Ohio a year ago last fall.
When'll he be back?
Well, he didn't aim to come back at all. Moved bag and baggage.
Well, are you taking care of his place, then?
No. I just come over to see if there was any apples in the orchard.
Are there?
No. Trees is all gone to pot. Ain't been pruned or trimmed now for 2 years.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sure is. Only orchard in these parts. And I brung a few seedlings when I come here from Connecticut, but they won't bear for 5 years.
Why, that orchard's a sight. I'll get right at it and prune it.
Why, you ain't aiming to stay on here on your uncle's place.
Oh, no. It's... Well, it's just that I hate to see a fine orchard go back for want of care.
You know how to prune trees?
Of course. I was apprenticed to an orchardist in Massachusetts before I went to college.
Then you ought to do right smart for yourself around here, young fella. Folks around here pay good prices for seedlings.
You know, you've given me an idea. I could help folks by planting orchards for them.
Yeah. How'd you figure to do it?
Well, I could go to all the cider mills in Pennsylvania and get the pomace. Wash out the seeds and plant them along rivers and wherever folks have let me.
That's a good idea. Now, you boys could stay here in your uncle's house, and if you want to, you can work some for me this winter for your keep.
Well, we couldn't get back to Springfield anyway before winter sets in. What do you say, Nate?
Well, what do you want to do, John?
Good. Now, that's good. I live over the hill yonder. Come along, and we'll get some supper.
The apple, green and red and white, sun of his day and of his night, planting the trees that would spread his fame like Burnham Wood to Dunsinane. Johnny Appleseed swept on.
Tie the canoe up there, Nate.
All right.
Take care you don't get the seeds wet.
Yeah. Here, we'll put the seeds ashore first.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a hand.
All right.
Well, Pittsburgh's grown since last summer, ain't it?
Yeah. I haven't seen so many teams and wagons since we passed through Philadelphia last spring.
Yeah, they're all moving west.
Hey, you suppose we can persuade Father to move west?
I don't know. I've been thinking that if you went back to Springfield and told him how cheap and good the land is out around Marietta, where Uncle Ben's new farm is, he might come. Mm. Would you be willing to go back alone?
Alone? What about you?
Well, Nate, you see, I've sort of made other plans. I feel that my life work's cut out for me. It's almost like a call. Remember that time the horse kicked me at Olean last winter and I was unconscious for so long?
Uh-huh.
Well, while I was unconscious, it seemed like the angel Gabriel came to me and he said, "Brother John, your mission on earth shall be to bring joy and happiness to others. You're to sow seeds that shall blossom and bear fruit." So I'm going out into the wilderness, to Ohio and Indiana, to sow apple trees. Apple trees that'll bring beauty and sustenance to the pioneers.
Well, John, I'm sure it's a good work, but, well, I don't believe I'm cut out to help you. You like the wilderness, and I don't. I think I ought to go back home and report to Father. If I can, I'll persuade him to come out west.
Goodbye, then, Nate. I'll head on west. I don't know when we'll see each other again, but give my love to Father and Mother and the rest.
For some years, Johnny made Pittsburgh his headquarters in the winter, because only here were there already orchards and cider mills where he could get the precious seeds with which to plant his nurseries. Each spring and summer, however, he pushed farther and farther into Ohio territory, planting orchards for the pioneers and even setting him out on unclaimed land where settlers might help themselves to the seedling trees. All the while, he was looking about for a farm for his father, and eventually, in the early spring of 1798... the Chapman family, father and mother, the sons, Nathaniel, Abner, Parley, Jonathan and Davis, and the girls, Lucy, Martha, Percy's, Sally and Polly, arrived in Pittsburgh where John met them. They took passage on the flatboat, the Ohio Ark, to Marietta, arriving on April 7th.
Looks like the whole town's afire.
Oh, it's the Indians, I know it. A massacre and they're burning the town. Oh, I knew we should never have come here.
Oh, nonsense. It's a celebration. You see? There's a crowd coming down to meet us. Hello, there's General Putnam. Hello there, General.
Hello there. Is that you, Johnny Appleseed?
Yeah, it's me right now. What's all the excitement?
Having a celebration. You're just in time. This is the 10th anniversary of the founding of Marietta.
Well, this is my mother, General. My
father. How do you do, sir?
Father fought in the Revolution, too.
Well, glad to see you all. So you're a soldier, too, huh?
That's right. Captain of Wheelwrights under Colonel Fowler.
You don't say. Knew Fowler well. Fine officer. Well, welcome to Marietta, all of you. This is Dr. True, our physician, the schoolmaster.
How do you do, Doc?
And this is Commander Whipple in charge of Fort Harmer over there, across the Muskingum.
How do you do, sir?
Well, come along up to the schoolhouse where the barbecue is. Well, hello there, gang. This is Johnny's father, Captain Nat Chapman.
How do you do, sir?
Bill can help you get settled. I suppose you'll be taking up some land now.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Fine. I know just the place. About 15 miles up Duck Creek. Fine man. Meadowland. Ooh, good pastures and running water.
What would it cost?
About $2 an acre, but no, only a fourth down.
Fine. We'll go out and see it tomorrow.
Fire down by the party! Boom!
we've got some newcomers.
Oh, good.
You all know Johnny Appleseed?
Yeah, hello, Johnny.
Well, Johnny's brought his folks out to hire the saddle.
Sing us your apple song there, Johnny.
Yeah, come on.
It's a bargain now if you join in on the chorus.
I
love the golden apples that hang upon the tree. I hold the apple tree is good enough for me. Now some like the peach tree and some like the cherry. Some folks the grape and wine to make them merry. But give me the apples wherever I may be. I hold the apple tree is good enough for me.
Yay!
Now listen, everybody join in now, all together.
Okay.
I love the golden apples that hang upon the tree. I hold the apple tree is good enough for me. Some like the peach tree and some like the cherry. Some folks the grape and wine to make them merry. But give me the apples wherever I may be. I hold the apple tree is good enough for me.
But Johnny Appleseed swept on, every shackle gone, loving every slushy brake, loving every skunk and snake, loving every leathery weed. Johnny Appleseed, Johnny Appleseed. Through the forest, stupendous and endless, the evening breeze joined his paean of praise as he sang the ways of the Ancient of Days. Through the forest, perilous ways, in the name of the Ancient of Days.
I wish you wouldn't go, son.
But I got to, Mother. It's my mission.
Your father needs you. You've been such a help this spring.
The pioneers of Ohio, those still to come, need me more. Father has the rest of the boys.
But we want you, John.
I know, Mother. But this is my chosen work. I've got to push on. I know that many a settler is blessing me for the orchard I started for him. Many people I've never seen are happier for what I've done. Goodbye, Mother.
Ancient of Days. Light and life since Eden's dawning day.
While the late snow blew from bleak Lake Erie, scourging rock and river and reed, and Jonathan Chapman, Johnny Appleseed, hear yet how the ghost of the forest shivers, hear the cry of the orchards along the river, and the timid wings of the bird ghosts beating. On he swept, winged and wonder-crested, bare-armed, bare-footed, and bare-breasted. He ran with the rabbit and slept with the stream, and his black eyes shone through the forest gleam. And he plunged young hands into the new-turned earth, and he prayed dear orchard boughs into birth.
Whoever you be. Well, a swan of an ain't Johnny Appleseed.
That's right. I sow while others reap. My trees grow while I sleep.
Well, you're right welcome, Johnny. Come in now and spend the night.
Can I? It got too cold in the woods after it started snowing.
Well, man alive, I should think so. Which way you headed?
To Ashland. I'm sort of making my headquarters there this winter at Slocum's Tavern on Washington Street.
Well, here we be standing talking. I bet you ain't at yet. Mother! Mother, we got company. Johnny Appleseed, any supper left?
Why, yes, there's plenty of bear meat. Potatoes are still warm, and I'll make a cup of tea.
No meat, thank you, ma'am. Just let me have some potatoes and bread and milk.
Don't you like bear meat?
Well...
It's done to a turn, and I know how to cook bear meat so it ain't strong. If you say it, it shouldn't.
Well, it isn't your cooking, ma'am, but I don't eat meat of any kind. When God made the animals, well, he breathed the breath of life into them, and... For me to deprive him of that life just so I can eat seems like offending God. Thanks, but this will be plenty.
Well, I reckon when you're finished, then you'll want to turn in.
Oh, no. No, I'd rather talk. You see, I don't see a human for weeks on end.
Ma, just going up and down planting your orchards, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Planting them, tending them, fixing up the fences.
All over Ohio?
Oh, farther than that. Indiana and Illinois. Mm-hmm. Been as far west as Iowa.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Just planting apple trees for folks you ain't never seen.
Well, you don't need to know folks to do them a good turn. You see, that's my mission in life.
Well, do they ever pay you? You're the folks that takes your trees.
Oh, sometimes, if they ever catch up with me.
Well, what do you ask for a 3-year-old seedling?
Oh, whatever folks want to give. Old clothes, cornmeal, whatever they got.
Well, I'm going to give you one of John's old coats and some shoes. You ain't got no business going around in sandals and a thin shirt in weather like this.
Well, now, ma'am, don't you mind me. Now, you don't cover up your face when it's cold, do you?
No. I'm used to the cold on my face.
Well, my feet and legs are the same way. Used to the cold.
Don't the Indians ever bother you?
Shucks, no. I've made friends with all of them. They like me. Or else they're afraid of me, you see. They think I'm some sort of a medicine man, because I dress different than the rest of the white people, I guess. So I just humor them and wear their charms when they give them to me. Lots of the tribes have even adopted me, given me Indian names.
Oh, you don't say.
Sure. Well, I even got one tribe to adopt Daniel Boone.
What, you know Boone?
Yeah, of course.
Well, how's that?
Well, once when I was visiting the Shawnees down in Little Miami, some of the Braves went over into Kentucky and took Boone prisoner.
Hmm.
He was going to scalp him.
Oh, yeah.
So I told Chief Blackfish what a fine scout he was and how brave, and the chief took my word for it and adopted him.
Well,
silly. They pulled out all his hair but the scalp lock and scrubbed the white blood out of him with sand. Then they painted him up and named him Big Turtle. I tell you, he was a sight. Well, I told Boone to make the best of it till I could help him escape, which I did in a few days, and he got back safe to Kentucky.
Well, that's quite a story. Reckon now we'd better turn in. I'll bank the fire and you sleep in this bunk here in the kitchen.
Oh, no, thanks. I always like to curl up on the hearth with my knapsack for a pillow. You know, it's a funny thing. I can't get used to beds. And before we go to bed, though, wouldn't you like to hear some news straight from heaven?
News
from heaven?
Yeah, that's what I call my testament. I always like to read a chapter to folks. They always like a message.
Why, of course.
Showed me a pure river of water of life, and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
Ohio and young Indiana, these were his altar stones. Where still he burned out flesh and bone. Washington buried in Virginia, Jackson buried in Tennessee, young Lincoln brooding in Illinois, and Johnny Appleseed, priestly and free, knotted and gnarled past 73, still planted on in the woods along.
Stranger, where'd you come from?
Well, I just dropped from the skies.
Yeah, that's where all blessings come from. I was just going to eat a snack. Have a bite? There's plenty.
Oh, thanks. I just made myself some cornmeal mush and applesauce a couple of miles back. The first apples from an orchard I planted 8 years back.
Oh, then you must be... Hey, are you Johnny Appleseed?
I reckon that's me.
Well, I'm certainly glad to see you. I've heard about you ever since I was so high. My name's Lincoln. Abe, for short.
Of course. Tom Lincoln's son, I remember.
Oh, do you know Pap?
Sure. Yes, we met up a few years ago when I was putting in an orchard in Gentryville.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember he said, "My son Abe'd rather read a book than eat," he says to me. Then he laughs and says, "Well, let him read. Won't hurt him none and may do him some good. He better learn book learning, because he'll never amount to a tinker's dam at farming."
Yeah, that was Pap, sure enough. Well, my best friend's a man who'll give me a book to read.
I wish I could give you one, young fella. But I just carry one, my testament. And can't part with that.
Well, no, of course not. I've got a Bible. My mother...
You know, testament saved my life once.
Yes?
Yeah, it was in General Harrison's battle with Chief Lalawasico over in Indiana. I arranged a peace council for the general with the prophet, but his braves got out of hand and attacked. Harrison wasn't surprised, but he was right smart of fighting. Of course, I didn't fight, never shot a gun in my life. But I took care of the wounded, and while I was carrying some soldier in, an Indian bullet got me. But the testament stopped the bullet. See here? See where the bullet went through?
Mm-hmm.
For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, sir, young man. For snakes or Indians, there's nothing like the Bible. It protects you wherever you are, whatever the danger.
For a dozen more years, Johnny Appleseed went up and down and across Ohio, from the river to the lake, from Marietta to Ashland, Mount Vernon, and 100 communities where people he had befriended greeted him. Into Michigan and Indiana he pushed, farther afield, carrying his news straight from heaven and his trees as proof of heaven's abundance. Then one day in 1847, when foamy apple blossoms billowed against the prairie sky.
In the four-poster bed Johnny Appleseed built, spring rains were the curtains, spring blossoms the quilt. He laid him down sweetly and slept through the night, like a stone washed white, there by the doors of old Fort Wayne.
He lies today in the old Archer burying ground, a short way north of Fort Wayne, where the Indiana Horticultural Society has erected a tablet which reads,
Johnny Chapman, Johnny Appleseed, died 1847, erected by Indiana Horticultural Society.
Nor has Ohio forgotten this noble son of its adoption. In Mansfield, a marble shaft in Sherman Hindman Park is inscribed,
in memory of John Chapman, best known as Johnny Appleseed, pioneer nurseryman of Richland County from 1810 to 1830.
Johnny Appleseed is an original radio drama by Meredith Page, prepared for the radio workshops of the State Department of Education and the Ohio State University under the direction of Meredith Page. The poem, In Praise of Johnny Appleseed by Vachel Lindsay, was used by arrangement with Mrs. Lindsay. Men Who Made America presented as an NBC educational feature produced by the Crosley Players under the direction of Reichel Kent. This is Joseph Reese asking you to join us next Thursday at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.